Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Set out to the Fan Hotline right now and welcome in, live from, I believe, somewhere inside of PPG Paints Arena, our own sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Josh. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you currently camped out right now?
I am in a stairwell, just in case they would score. Then it wouldn't get too damn loud.
Yeah, yeah, and
Noel, and you know, Noel Achari has scored, so I mean, anything's possible tonight.
Jeff doing it all over at Mike Tomlin's press conference earlier, and now he is taking in the Penguins game tonight for 93.7thefan.com. Obviously, you were down there and you heard Mike speak earlier. What was the most interesting response in your eyes that Mike Tomlin had? Interesting question. What struck you the most out of today's press conference after, I don't know. I mean, if I'm Tomlin, I would probably be incredibly smug given how last week was and how this week is.
Yeah, I think he was kind of at odds with trying to figure out, can I go full smug or do I still need to kind of lay it low for a little bit because, you know, it's one game. We got a big game coming up. Like, we haven't put two wins together in a long time. Maybe I'll just kind of be very low key. I mean, the funniest thing I thought he said was when he was asked about trying to replace Darnell Washington, and he says that's why you have weight classes in combat sports, because some guys you really can't replace, which was a good line. I mean, his feeling about being on the hot seat for 19 years, I guess, doesn't surprise me, because he kind of has always had this mentality that, you know, it's me against the world. And, but I know that's gotten a lot of attention. So, I mean, that was something that was talked about today. A lot of the other stuff, I mean, he seemed a little discombobulated from the standpoint. There were a couple of injuries that he didn't mention off the top, like DK Metcalf and what happened with his situation, which it seems like he's going to be fine. And then Derek Harmon potentially playing. I don't know if he was trying to sneak that one by us or what, but when you look at the significant things to come out of that, the fact that Harmon might play and that the Steelers give up 96 fewer yards on the ground when Harmon's in there against a good rushing Miami team, that could be very significant news for this game on Monday.
You think he was maybe intentionally trying to leave that out of the press conference?
I I don't know if he just looked at the injuries from the game and forgot to write Harmon down because obviously he didn't play last week or what. I really don't think he was trying to put one by us. I think he just forgot his name, and we were all kind of sitting there like, wait, what about DK? What about Harmon? So we obviously asked him about it. But it is, Josh, it is insane when you look at those numbers with Harmon in there and with him not. Now, granted, you face Buffalo and Baltimore without Harmon, and those are two really good rushing teams, even if he's in there. But still, the numbers are quite alarming from when he's not in there. And I guess, you know, some credit to him when he is.
Jeff, obviously they were far more aggressive, particularly through the first half of that game, offensively, throwing the ball down the field with Aaron Rodgers. Where do you think that idea or that philosophy change or pivot came from? Who's responsible perhaps most for that? And is that something that they should and will continue as they progress forward in the season?
Yeah, I'm going with Aaron on that one. And, you know, they mentioned that in practice that that was a key, that they hit a couple of those in practice, and it gave them the confidence to do it in the game. Well, I think it was more than that. I mean, they know what's been happening here for the last couple of games and how they haven't hit chunk plays and how there have been issues with this team trying to get a drive going. And then to hit that first play of the game and then the first play of the second half, two big throws to Metcalf, you know, it screamed to me that, you know, they just walked into that meeting this week, the offensive meeting, and just said, damn it, we're going to throw the ball downfield. And they had some success with it because Talman did make a good point today. I mean, you can call that all you want, but if you don't have the time to throw or you don't make a good throw or you drop the catch, then it doesn't matter. And they were able to not only call it but execute it for one of the rare times this season.
They struggled, however, to run the football. You know, the offensive line, left tackle, you know, they're down to the third string left tackle now. Darnell Washington, his injury as well with a concussion. Who knows what the case is there? How concerned should Steeler fans be about the lack of run game in Baltimore? Is that maybe just a product of it being in Baltimore? Or there's some maybe overarching issues with their run game right now? Because my eyes, Jeff, and I, this probably isn't that bold of a take, if they throw the ball downfield like they showed the other day and they can actually get some semblance of a run game going, they do appear to me to be a team that can actually win a playoff game.
Yeah, and that's why people said, like myself, I'm sure you probably had similar thoughts, not to put words in your mouth, but the first seven games of the season, like Aaron Rodgers is the team MVP. Because it looks like finally they have a quarterback that can get the ball downfield, that can make those plays, that's savvy enough to do what's needed to be done and hold guys accountable along the way. And that's what I thought we saw in that game. The injuries on the offensive line are an issue because Broderick Jones is out. Then Calvin Anderson, who is supposed to be your swing tackle, is out. Pete is in concussion protocol, although he was in the locker room yesterday, so that hopefully is good news that he can play. And Dylan Cook is a tremendous story. He's been on a practice squad for 4 years. You know, he comes in and does okay, but that's not the optimum starter you want at left tackle in any game with a 42-year-old quarterback, although Aaron moved, you know, pretty well in that game in Baltimore. They have to get some semblance of rush game going, but I'll tell you, I didn't mind seeing nearly 300 yards in the air. That was kind of refreshing. And the fact that they had an option, like when the run game wasn't going, they were able to find something else. And that's something we have rarely seen from this offense over the last, what, 5-6 years.
Yeah, it's very true. You mentioned accountability, Jeff. You know, I don't know if this is an accountability thing, but it was certainly different to see the Steelers quarterback and Aaron Rodgers come to the sideline and kind of snap and bark at Mike Tomlin coming off the field. What did you make of that? And is that maybe something that this team has kind of needed over the last couple of years?
Yeah, and Josh, and I think the play you're referring to is when Baltimore ended up getting a replay when he wanted to get up and snap
it quick.
And I'm cool with it. He's right. Give him the ability to just go up there and run a play because he knew what was happening. He's been around the game. He's been around all of it. Like, give him the freedom to make that play. And I don't know if it was as much that he was upset with him or Arthur Smith and was taking it out, you know, just on the first coach in the general direction. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with him barking at receivers. Bark all you want because he'll also give credit to, I mean, we see it in practice all the time where he'll give credit to guys for doing good things. He'll also rip them in practice. And you know what? I think these guys need it. I think they need somebody like that under center. I don't know how it would have worked with George, but would George be a different dude if from the time he came in the league, he had a quarterback that wasn't afraid to bark at him?
That's a great point.
And put him in his place? I don't see that. I know there's been a narrative about, oh, Aaron, here's the real Aaron. I don't see that at all. I think it's just a guy that's not afraid to hold guys accountable for making mistakes. And like I said, we see all the time where he also gives them credit when they do things well. And I think for most of us, if your bosses or someone that's obviously a superior to you wherever you work has that type of fairness to where it works both ways, I think most of us like that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I mean, I had my reservations about Aaron Rodgers, but I don't mind having a quarterback that is willing to vocally lead the team through good and bad moments. And I think that's something that we have seen here. And you know, it hasn't been perfect with Aaron Rodgers, but it's certainly, I think, been better as far as a leadership standpoint goes than what the Steelers have had really since Ben Roethlisberger was here in Pittsburgh. I want to throw something different at you, Jeff, because you do it all for us. The Pirates and Kyle Schwarber, obviously it doesn't work out. He's going back to Philly. Any surprise there that they were so willing to invest so much money in one guy? I mean, I thought, you know, there was maybe a chance that they would spend a little bit more this year. I did not expect a $30 million a year offer for one player and a designated hitter really at that. I was very stunned by that. I don't know how legitimate or real it was, but I'm curious to get your thoughts on that. And then what's next now for the Pirates that the Schwarber deal apparently did not work out for them?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm all for them swinging for the fence right now. You only have a small window with Skeens.
Right.
And you've got some other pieces of that puzzle in place, in the rotation, a couple position guys. I mean, Brian Reynolds is a good player on a good team. Like, that's someone you can win with. I think Gonzalez has some upside. And if O'Neill Cruz could ever get his head straight, I mean, that's a guy who could be a catalyst in a lineup as well. I saw Charrington today on the MLB Network, and he just had this look, like this excited look, like hey, like he was in college, and like, hey, I got a credit card. Look at me. And it has more than a $500 limit. Let's drinks are on me. Let's go. But it was almost like, hey, I'm buying. You know, like
yeah.
Other GMs weren't looking at their phone and going, oh, what's Neil or what's Ben trying to sell us right now? And no, it's more like, oh, wait, you want something? Like, you want something major league from us? That's refreshing. I mean, I'm skeptical too. On whether or not they made an offer that really was in the ballpark.
Yeah.
But I don't mind them, you know, swinging and missing a few times at some of the bigger names. Part of what Charrington said today is when you go for big fish, you got to be ready to pivot because when that doesn't happen, you got to have other plans. I don't know what his other plans are, but I know Schwarber isn't fun for a media person to deal with, but I'd love to see that in the clubhouse. I'd love to see Alonso come in and be a tough guy in the clubhouse. And I'm not projecting that's going to happen, but I'm excited by that, but you need to see a finish. You know, it's one thing to talk about all this and say, oh yeah, we made a couple of offers, but they have to finish on one or two of them. It's not just good enough to say, well, we tried.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got to be able to land somebody that can make an impact in that lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff, we'll let you get back to hockey. Thanks so much for joining us as always, and we'll do it again soon. Thank you.
Yep, thanks, Josh.
All right, that's Jeff Hathorn joining us from PPG Paints Arena. He'll have coverage tonight of the Penguins game against the Ducks, 1-1, the score of that one midway through the second period. You can check out Jeff's coverage at 93.7thefam.com. And Jeff joined us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're definitely going to get into the Schwarber stuff and the Pirates in general spending, but I want to kind of put a bow on some of the things we talked about with Jeff and the Steelers side. The snapping at the sideline that Rodgers had at Tomlin, that brought a smile to my face. And now maybe part of that is the frustration buildup with Mike Tomlin that I think myself and so many in this town have had. So it's nice to see somebody kind of bark back and challenge him from that standpoint. A guy that, you know, seems to kind of very rarely allow people to openly challenge him. But I liked it because I felt like for the first time in a while, the Steelers looked like a team that had expectations of far, far more than what we have seen. What I'm trying to say here is Aaron Rodgers looked ticked off because they weren't doing things the right way. And it was about time that somebody looked ticked off because they weren't doing things the right way. That's often my problem with Mike Tomlin is that, and he talked about it, we played the clip of it earlier, the peaks he doesn't let get too high, the valleys he doesn't let himself get too low, and that's fine. But there are times where you got to show a little something, a little emotion. Now, maybe he shows it in a positive way. We saw him running down the field doing the discount double check when Aaron Rodgers scored his touchdown. That's fine. But like at some point, grab a guy and scream at him. At some point, be visibly furious with your football team. And it felt like Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a problem with that. And I'm okay with it. Like Jeff said the same thing. It was refreshing to see because last year you had a guy who was the total polar opposite in that with Russell Wilson, who I was talking about this the other night when I did Final Word on PXI. Remember when they lost that last game of the season last year, their last regular season game? What was that, to Cincinnati? I'm trying to think. Whoever they lost to in the last game last year. And coming off the field, Cam Hayward, yeah, it was Cincinnati. They lost by two. Cam Hayward, sick as a dog, had the flu, and they lose. And you could kind of tell that after a fourth straight loss, everybody was just kind of over the season. And instead of being like the I'm ticked off and we're going to get this fixed guy, Russell Wilson was the chipper. Hey, everybody, we can figure it out. It was just like he gets up in Cam Hayward's face and he's like, come on, man. You know, four more. We can win four in a row. Let's win. It just seemed so disingenuous. It's like, be pissed, man. It's okay. It's okay to be angry, visibly angry. It's okay to throw stuff sometimes. I'm not talking about outlandish, childish outbursts. I'm talking about in the moment showing a little bit of leadership with some intensity. Like, there's a difference, I think, in a quarterback doing that and a receiver doing that as well. Because oftentimes receivers, that is born out of their own self-interest, whereas quarterbacks, I feel like most of the time, it's about the team's interest. Not always, but a lot of the time. And so I didn't necessarily mind seeing that out of Aaron Rodgers. And the interesting thing was Mike Tomlin just kind of took it. If you notice, like, Tomlin really didn't, like, he didn't step up and challenge what was happening. I think he knew that Rodgers was right. And I think there's a healthy maybe respect there between those two guys that I don't think Mike has had in a while now. Like, I don't think Tomlin's had a guy challenge him in his authority and his decision-making probably since Ben Roethlisberger. And it probably made Mike feel kind of good, like, hey, this is like old times. I got my guy back. I got a guy that's actually willing to step up and challenge me. I've talked to coaches over the years in a variety of sports. And one thing that I've heard a couple of times from different coaches that really stays with me is really great coaches, if they want to be great, even if they're not great, but they want to be great, they know that they have to surround themselves with people willing to challenge them in order for everybody to collectively be great. Like, they know that that's what they need. And I feel like oftentimes Mike Tomlin surrounds himself with people who are not great. The Matt Canadas, the Terrell Austins, etc. Oftentimes Mike Tomlin surrounds himself with people who do things his way and only his way and don't really seem to push back. And Sunday felt like a time, both schematically on the field, with deep shots after deep shots after deep shots to DK Metcalf and then Calvin Austin and so forth, where they schematically and philosophically looked different. It looked like he was challenged in the way that he wants to philosophically win football games. And emotionally on the sidelines as well, challenged there. And I liked seeing that. I think that among anything else that we saw in that game, it was those two components. It was that Aaron Rodgers stepped up and said, blank this, we're going to do things my way offensively and throw the football, though things did get a little hairy down the stretch. And when something didn't go the way that he wanted with Mike Tomlin's decision-making, he let Mike know about it. That was incredibly refreshing to see. And something that I feel like the Steelers as an organization and as a coaching staff and as a team and a collective have needed for a long time. Tomlin did have an interesting line in this today that I just openly laughed at when I heard it. And he was asked about, being on the hot seat, if he felt like he had removed himself from the hot seat. And he said, I've been on the hot seat for the last 19 years. No, you haven't. I mean, if you think you've been on the hot seat for 19 years, you probably need to go to a team where you're, you know, legitimately on the hot seat, because that's just insanity.
And we would have seen some like better results too. You know, the type of that the past, what, 10 some seasons ever since the, you know, the last playoff game, if he was actually on the hot seat for all this time, we would have seen more playoff wins. Let's be real.
Yeah, or he would be gone if he was on the hot seat.
Bingo.
Here's the clip.
At the Bills game, fans calling for your job. Did you feel like you were in the hot seat at all last week?
Man, I've been in the hot seat for 19 years.
Did you feel like you had something to prove to the fans at all?
I always feel like I got something to prove. Not necessarily to anyone in particular, but that's just the spirit in which I go about what I do professionally.
I don't have a problem with the second part. And I really don't have a problem with the mindset of, you know, I'm always coaching for my job. That's how you train football players, right? There's always somebody behind you ready to take your spot. So I don't have like a philosophical problem with it, but it's also a great question, by the way. I mean, it's a courageous question at that, to ask a coach if he felt like he was on the hot seat after a loss and people were chanting for him to be fired. And that was Ashley Liotis who asked that. I don't have a huge problem with the answer, but I also think, like, come on, dude. You're not on the hot seat. You're not even on the hot seat now. As bad as it is, I mean, we've already heard from Adam Schefter that the Steelers are not firing Mike Tomlin this year. Schefter reported over the weekend that the Steelers won't fire Mike Tomlin, which is crazy because there's still four games left in the season. And heading into that game, before this was tweeted out, before, you know, the game was even played, they were on the verge, many people thought, of dipping below 500 with, you know, a somewhat challenging schedule ahead for a team that's been struggling and has the fan base openly chanting for the coach to be fired. And it was, he ain't getting fired. Schefter did go on to say that they have a decision to make about an option after next year, which opens up kind of a can of worms, but it seems like it's going to be one of those things. And we'll get into some Pirates talk in a minute here. I'm not going to believe that Mike Tomlin's getting fired until Mike Tomlin is fired. Just like I'm not going to believe the Pirates are going to spend money until the Pirates actually spend money. I'm done getting my hopes up. I'm done with anticipation. I'm done with the theoreticals of, or the hypotheticals of, are they going to do something that we all know they're just not going to do? And that they have shown us time and time and time and time again that they're just not going to do. And I'm talking Steelers and Pirates here. Nobody in this situation, either of these situations, has earned the benefit of the doubt. They have not earned the benefit of anything, because they have allowed complacency to fester here in Pittsburgh for far too long. And yes, the Steelers have ultimately been more successful than the Pirates have, particularly in the last decade. But at the same time, how many more playoff games have the Steelers won than the Pirates over the last decade? The end results have ended up being the same. So as long as the philosophies or the coaching staffs or the desires to spend are the same, I'm not buying into the fact that anything is going to significantly change here in Pittsburgh. You got to show me in order for me to believe it. And I won't budge off that point. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Let's continue that conversation when we come back. If you want to hop in, 412-928-9370. As we shift gears here, we're going to have Alex Stumpf come on in a little bit. Busy day for the Pirates. Or not so busy day for the Pirates, I guess, as it turned out, that there is some draft, MLB draft news here tonight that we can tell you about. But Joel has gotten you that in the headlines, and we'll talk about that when we come back. I also want to get into this deal with the Pirates. Kyle Schwarber, thanks but no thanks. What happened, and was this legit? We'll break that down when we come back. I'm Josh Rountree. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.